Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, Extension Entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University. And this Syngenta Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Wednesday, June the 24th. Well, overall, the insect situation in cotton has been pretty quiet this year so far, which is not a bad thing at all. This probably has a lot to do with all the rain that we've got across the state the last couple of weeks. I'm hoping that we're about to get into more of a quote, normal summer pattern, get some sunshine and heat and get the crop off and running. Plant bug calls have started coming in over the last couple of days. North Alabama populations have been sporadic in some areas, but are really starting to pick up in the earliest planted cotton or the most mature fields. Some fields have already, will soon be getting a second application, while others are just now starting to get their first sprays. In Central and South Alabama, been even more sporadic, but there are fields that are starting to reach treatable levels, and applications will be going out soon. As a reminder, as far as thresholds, we're looking for 8 adult plant bugs per 100 sweeps and or to maintain 80% of the first position pinhead squares in the upper 2 or 3 nodes of the canopy. Conversation that we've had, and especially in some of these fields that are 10 to 14 days after their first adult plant bug spray, or maybe some fields that have been riding at sub-threshold populations for a couple of weeks now, is about diamond, and I do believe in those fields is probably a good time to get it out. We like to apply diamond somewhere around 10 to 14 days after our initial spray. If we have to follow back in, that gives eggs time to hatch out, and you really start seeing some of those small immatures starting to develop in the field, and the diamond gives us good residual suppression out of those hatching immatures. We've also seen some pretty heavy infestations of aphids in fields in Central Alabama, and have gotten reports from other areas of the state as well. Generally speaking, these populations aren't quite enough to warrant an application by themselves, but they are getting close. It feels like the biggest situation, the biggest issue with this is simply, you know, cotton has been water stressed and it's just not growing off like we typically do this time of year. And so I'm hoping that, like I said, we'll start to get some sunshine and heat. This cotton will turn the corner and start to outrun any aphids that may be in the field. A little bit of good news on the Jacin front. We have not found any more in the state since our last report of our initial detection on the 11th of June. Yesterday, June the 23rd, took my group down, my summer workers this summer. We turned over somewhere around 5,000 leaves in cotton across 3 planting dates in Headland at the experiment station. It did not find a single jacid on any of those leaves, which is very good news. According to the literature that's out there on jacid, cooler temperatures, specifically 84 degrees and less, really slow down their growth and development. Also, heavy rains, which we've experienced across most of South Alabama, can knock down populations by up to 70%. So it appears the good Lord may be giving us some early season suppression of jacids with all these rains. Don't know exactly when they'll start showing back up again. We do expect that they will. Again, we've got active reproducing populations in cotton producing areas of Florida, over around Quincy, Florida. I've also found adult jacids in cotton in Georgia. And so we will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as things change. Real quick, soybeans have been quiet, been very quiet this year. I have gotten some reports of Mexican bean beetles at damaging levels in fields in a couple of areas of northeast Alabama. Seems like every year there's a field or two that's got them, but it feels like this year they have spread a little bit more than normal. Now, the adult Mexican bean beetles could be confused with lady beetles. They're in the same family. They look very similar, but these are feeding on soybeans and can cause a lot of defoliation in a hurry. The immatures are yellow and spiny and kind of pill-shaped. They're pretty distinct of all the insects that you may see in a field. The adults are orange, have black spots, and they're a lot bigger typically than our normal ladybugs or lady beetles. But those yellow spiny immatures are pretty unique looking. not that common that they are at treatable levels by themselves, although in some of these fields they appear to be. But generally speaking, with all of our defoliators, our goal is to avoid 35% defoliation in vegetative soybeans and 20% defoliation in reproductive soybeans. So with that, that's our update for this week. Hope everybody has a good week. As always, if we can be of any help, please don't hesitate to reach out and let any of us with Alabama Extension know.